Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
And it's always a pleasure when you join us here live on Close Up Radio. It is May 14th, 2020, and a special episode and a special time with our very special guest, Dr. Martha Latz. It is 3 p.m. Eastern here, noon Pacific. Ordinarily, we do the shows at 1 p.m. Eastern with Dr. Latz, but we figured we wanted to see who was really following and paying attention, so we wanted to quiz you after, and we moved it to 3. And guess what? Everybody followed, and that is so great. So thanks for joining us, everybody. We know that you follow our wonderful guests that we celebrate here on the show, and Dr. Martha Latz is one of the great guests I've had an opportunity to really engage with and converse with, learn from, as we all have, and we all learn from each other. And we've been talking at great length about, of course, her expertise and her experience, and we've also been talking about her a unique therapy center based in Florida, and also COVID-19, coronavirus, coping, dealing, adapting, pivoting. The coping mechanisms, of course, that we have developed to manage our stress might not necessarily apply to new contexts like quarantine. So we really, each of us, must give ourselves the compassion and care we need as we adapt to new normal. Dr. Latz says we are all traumatized by this horrific event and with no parameters around it, but we have also been given an opportunity to write how we're going to be proactive trauma. We've been talking about the 4 C's for the coronavirus: common sense, compassion, courtesy, and contentedness. Really important. And then CAT, which means know when to ask for time out. Ask for time out and take time out. Know when to take time for yourself, because it can be very overwhelming, of course, everything that's going on, because the information changes daily and a lot of our traditional way of life has been altered immediately and in a very extensive, long-lasting way. So there isn't anybody that has not been affected by what's happened with COVID-19 globally and, of course, here in the United States. We welcome our audience in the United States, Canada, and internationally to our broadcast. Dr. Latz says, you know, it's really a great time right now, even during what's going on, to start developing our self-compassion. Give yourself that compassion that you're going through something very stressful and you should listen to your body. You know, one of the other residual effects of these types of events like this, which again, these types of events, I think the last event like this was World War II, the Great Depression, and the Spanish flu. So not like these types of events happen daily, but in our own individual lives, sometimes there are events that can be very overwhelming, loss and passing of family members and illness and loss of job and a whole host of things. So it's all about coping, and it's all about also regrouping and pivoting. Like, for example, you know, a lot of people are saying that they don't know what day of the week it is. Every day seems blurred because we're social distancing. We're in our houses. You know, the sun comes up, the sun goes down, but what's really happening? What excitement is happening? What creativity is happening? So we're going to talk about all that, coping mechanisms, and really understanding some of the ways that we can, as individuals, as a family, as a community, collectively, get through these things and sort of start to get a deep sense of who we are, our purpose, our soulfulness, our mindfulness, but also at the same time, really take time to understand the basics, you know, look at the clock, look at the calendar, things that we've not really been doing lately, and sort of maybe those minor things might be able to help you and me and all of us sort of at least create a sense of pattern, of format. Right now it seems like everything has been askew, but a sense of format and some sort of routine, getting back into a routine. The routine has been uprooted But you, there are things you can do, and Dr. Latz will confirm this when she comes on in just 2 seconds, that creating some sort of sense of some normalcy or routine, habitual situations, can be a really good thing. Even if it's basic stuff, ironing clothes, whatever it is, whatever it might be. Dr. Latz, always a pleasure having you here on the broadcast. We have so much to talk about today. And how are you? How is the family? How's everybody doing there in Florida through it all? And we welcome you back.
Thank you, Jim. We're doing well. I just want to say, yikes, has this been a full week of Mondays? It feels like it's been Monday every day. Is it still Monday? Is this the fourth Monday of the week? Oh, my gosh. You know, it
right.
is. What's going on here? That seems to be the theme. People are talking about that. People that I've been having sessions with, and it's like, what day of the week is it? What's happening? And you know something? It really is happening. It seems like time and the perception of time is really wonky. So I'm going to go back and say we are doing well in this wonky time on a week full of Mondays. So far this week, everything's been good. So thank you for asking. But you know what? That seems to be what's happening. So very curious about that. How does that happen? You know, we think of that, and I think what's happening is all of our cues that we get through our brain and memories and stuff like that, I think has all been altered because they are not the same. They are not the same, you know. Our visual cues and our audio cues, you know, and you had talked about that. We have lost so many of what's called our temporal cues or our anchors. You know, our routines are altered. Our work routine is altered. You know, there is a blurring of, you know, how much work are we doing? Because we're all doing a lot of that from home. Some of us who have not been used to doing everything from home find themselves doing everything from home. Like for me, my office at the house is where I do writing, where I do my research, where I do talking, preparing to speak with you and other things and other projects. But I'm doing everything now at home, and I would go to the office, and then I would have face-to-face sessions. That's not happening for me. You know, everything is now home. My home office has become my therapeutic office, as well as, even though I would do some therapy at home, it was never to the extent that I'm doing it now. So, you know, we don't have those anchors. We don't have those regularly occurring events, you know, that we do, like, you know, what we do before we go to work, what we do when we're at work, what we do as we're coming home from work. All of that stuff has changed for us. And then we have our sleep patterns that are just totally
non-existent.
I've never
happening.
You know, you look at the clock and then all of a sudden you say, huh, what, it's 1 o'clock? What? I don't stay up till 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock? Oh no, it's 2 o'clock. Oh my gosh, you know,
exactly
what's going on. And you know, it's not, you know, not right. to pull all-nighters, you know, so we don't have what was our weekend routine. We don't have what is our week routine. We don't have what we do for our socialization, like, you know, you meet up at the gym, or you meet up at, you know, for a happy hour with coworkers, or you grab a quick bite, something, you know, that's not going on, you know, and how are we going to manage our time? You know, how are we going to anchor ourselves? We need, we need an anchor. We need an anchor. So how?
Yeah.
So it's, what is that?
I was going to say it's really important to have that, because, you know, the mental health aspect to what's going on is huge. They're talking about an increase in suicide and domestic abuse and alcohol sales and opioid and drug use and mm-hmm. from the stress of the economic losses, the lack of 36 million people without jobs, but at the same time, the fear of the virus itself, as the virus seems to be such a strong element in our lives and affecting different age groups, and different reports, and all the mixed messages we're getting, and this one bickering with that one, and there isn't any one clear thing happening, directing us or guiding us. So it's a very unusual thing that is also causing, I've talked to people that say they're not sleeping, they're worrying, they're getting stressed out, some people giving in. So there's all that element too. Everybody wants to be positive and they want to be inspirational, and we all want that. But there are people who are out there saying, what's reality? And when you don't have a sense of what's reality at all, because the pendulum keeps moving, that can create this doom and gloom fear that can really be very overwhelming. And then, of course, you then go to some of those addictions and habits and stressors that, you really don't want to go down that road, but it sort of invites that and exacerbates that, right?
Well, yeah. It's not that we're not physically exhausted. We're like emotionally exhausted. And sometimes emotional exhaustion.
Like a loss.
Yeah, I kind of term that as I feel like I'm in a slingshot, an emotional slingshot, and I'm getting, when you draw back the slingshot and you shoot in the air and you land someplace else and, oh, I don't recognize this feeling mm-hmm. or this issue. You touched on something that's very important, is that there seems to be an increase in behaviors that are less than positive for anybody. The increase of alcohol, the increase of consumption of that, the increase of drugs, the increase of financial worries. Financial worries, I think, are one of the biggest mm-hmm. worries. But then there's also, people are talking about divorce. One of the things I want to say for this is, don't make any life-changing alterations. Or if you're going back into an addiction that you had under control, seek out help. The helplines are open in your areas. Please seek out help. Don't make a rash decision. If you don't feel safe, seek out help. And like mm-hmm. I said, there are so many, we could spend the time listing out the different, all you have to do is Google it and you'll find the helplines are open. But, mm-hmm. we need anchors. We need things that we can count on, like you said. It's like, who do you listen to? Where do you listen? What's going to help? What am I using right now as a temporal anchor, my brain anchor, my anchor? What is that? How do I do it? Do I keep my weekend routines like my, like they were before, but the weekend routines, socialization and going to the movies or going to the store, or, all of the stuff, going out with friends, that's all been altered. So, it feels like when we're in this crunch, when we're so fearful, it seems like time moves at a snail's pace, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
It just seems, and that's part of what's going on, is that we're all frightened, we're all scared. We all don't know exactly what we're going to do. We want to survive as well as we can. We want to be resilient. I talked to a little bit about resilience last week, and about we all want to be resilient. But when we're so frightened, time moves so slowly, And then on the converse, when we're happy and we have, you know, like a great weekend thing that we've done or a happy memory, you know, that's, it's like a, it's over in a snap of a finger. You know, it's gone. And
yeah,
it's like, how did that go so fast? So, you know, again, it's our brain is this wonderful mechanism that we have, but it, you know, we have to understand what's going on and that our brain is adjusting at the same time. Because our sleep patterns are off, our brain is not getting the rest that it needs, you know.
Exactly.
You know, it's like I hear over and over again everybody saying that, you know, every day is just like any other, you know. It's, you know, the perception that we have of time and how we measure that through our emotion is all messed up. You know, memories that we make, you know, for a long time, we can reflect on that because we also had goals. And all of our goals and our celebrations have now altered. We're not doing
exactly.
it. I just talked to a young man the other day, just graduated from college. He was so excited about that. But it wasn't the same as when his brother graduated from college. There was a big family celebration. Everybody went to the graduation. You know, his was virtual, and nobody was around other than, you know, by Skype or FaceTime. Even his parents couldn't be there. So, yeah.
Lots, so what would you say is what's probably the top five things that people are sharing with you when they connect with you for some sense of solace and consolation and understanding of it all, because it can be very overwhelming. What are some of the top things that you're hearing from people that their concerns are, that they're worried about or they're concerned with? And are you hearing all kinds of things all over the map, or are there a few things that seem to be a common thread? You keep hearing these same few things from people in terms of how they're reacting to what has been going on with this new reality of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, what I'm hearing a lot of generalized themes. The generalized themes that we've kind of been talking about: finances. Will I have a job? I hear very often, it's not the job I like, but at least I've got a job. It's not the job that I was doing previously for the company, but at least I've got a job with the same company. At least I haven't lost my benefits. So employment is really out there. And then when you see the numbers, you know, and you're working from home, it's easy for an employer to send out an email blast saying, we're cutting hours, we're cutting your pay scale, and not have to talk to the person individually. While it's the individual getting that kind of news and has no recourse. Because guess what? Human resources is closed down too.
Right, exactly.
So it's employment is a big issue. And so how I address the employment issue is we look at, you know, what is the reality that they're facing at this point in time. They're still employed. You know, all bills have been paid up to this point, you know. And then I suggest, you know, maybe you start polishing your resume. You start looking at that. You may have the time to do that. Look at what is online that maybe you can use to supplement your income. I had a woman yesterday that I was talking to, and we were talking about that she could get some freelance work. While it's not a consistent paycheck, she still has a consistent paycheck with the company she's working for, but maybe she could augment that with, and then I said, what is realistically that you could devote to this? And she said, I have an extra 5 to 8 hours a week to do temporal work of some sort. And so we talked about that, you know, You know, a lot of people that have found that went to brick and mortar or that would go to the office are like, I have another woman that is an administrative assistant. And now her job description has increased to incorporate more but what she wasn't doing before. All the administrative assistants now have got to do, data entry. And she said that's not my strength, but she kept adding, but at least I've got a job. At least I've got a job. And then she goes into the corporate office one day, half a day a week. Her half day is Thursday, and the other administrative assistants go into Mondays or all throughout the week. So there's a sense of belonging, but then there's also the sense of, what am I going to get in the email? Or what's going to be added to me? Or like someone else had said, they're planning to move the offices.
Mm-hmm.
They're planning to relocate the offices. What am I supposed to do with that? You know, I've got a lease. So I don't know if I, and it's a big geographical office move. From Palm Beach County down to Miami-Dade. That's a big change.
It really is.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like, do I stay with the company? Do I not stay with the company? Are they going to work with me? I mean, that's employment. Then the other thing is relationship. I'm not in relationship. I'm in relationship. I don't think I like my partner that much anymore, because we're spending too much time together, or I'm in a long-term relationship, I'm in a marriage, and, I'm thinking about divorce. And so relationship issues are really heavy. I don't have my family members around. My family, I haven't seen my family members. So it's really hitting on all levels. What to do with, I'm missing my grandkids, or, I've got my kids home, I love them dearly, but, it doesn't look like they're going back to school in the fall, so we're going to be doing, our new reality is the house is now school, too.
That's right. Yeah, and they're talking about that possibly being the case in the fall as well, yeah.
That's correct. And then I just got my schedule worked out, Dr. Latz. It's really great. Good. But they're lifting the quarantine. So I have to readjust my schedule again. I have to, it's like there's no safe. It's like I said before. It feels like everybody's in this emotional slingshot, and you're just flung in another direction. So, it's wide and varied, but finances are the most, and relationship are the most, on the top. We just decided to move in together. They got their life together. They just decided to move in together. Then we got quarantined together. So they didn't have their decompression that they would go when they would go to work and when they would come back together. It's like they're in each other's face and space all the time. So what do you do with that? How do you handle that?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was talking to my friend the other night who was a playwright, and I said, I think after what happens with everybody sort of in the house together, the closeness and the reacquainting with each other is such a beautiful thing. But I'm sure, it can get claustrophobic for some people, depending on their personality. So I'm sure there's a lot of screenplays and Broadway plays that are going to be written as a result of the experiences of everybody being in their homes and with their family, and everybody sort of having to not bump into each other, and there'll be a lot of scripts written as a result of this.
Yes, You think you want to have, you know, the some of the issues that I was hearing with couples is I don't have enough time with my partner. I don't have enough time.
Yeah.
We don't have enough time to do this. And now what I'm hearing is there's too much time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, I long for the days.
Right, like it was exciting in the beginning, but now they're like, okay, I need
yeah.
my space, I need my air, or...
Yeah.
I don't want to be
yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and
exactly.
I think that's when you know that KAT comes in handy is that when you're feeling that, that's when you know you need a timeout. And so
right.
then being able to ask for that timeout, you know, your partner may be you're feeling like clinging too much to you. And you need
mm-hmm.
some space away from that. But ask for that, you know, ask for that. And it's when you ask for something that you want, but then take it. In other words, if you know you need the timeout, you've asked for the timeout from your partner, can I just go off on the other side of the apartment or the other side of the house and I just want to sit and be quiet, or I just want to sit and listen to just music in my earbuds, I don't, you know, or okay, we can walk together, if you social distance, you can get out and get some exercise like walking, but I'm going to put my earbuds in so I can listen to my music. And don't take
mm-hmm.
offense, but I had someone call me and said, she just rejected me. And I said, what? What? And he said, yeah, you know, we decided we were going to go for a walk together, and we went for a walk together, but she had her earbuds in, and she was listening to her own music.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. They were together, but she needed...
While they were together, right.
Apart, you know, they were still apart. So, you know, it's that communication. Make sure you're really clear for communication. And when you're talking to whoever you're talking to, whether it's a person over the phone or whether it's your partner
mm-hmm.
that you're quarantined with or that you're living with or, you know, doing, make sure that, you know, it is okay. It's not that your partner is not listening, but your partner may want a repeat of what you just said. And adults and children, you can clarify. You can ask the question, what did you just say? But what I'm finding
right.
is people are thinking that is an affront, that they're not being paid attention to, or that their honesty or their integrity is being questioned because it's a repeat of the same question. So what
mm-hmm.
I've suggested is maybe when you're talking to your partner to say that just didn't register right now. Could you repeat that?
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds pretty formal, but it does help.
It's still right. It's exactly. It's courteous, and it doesn't have the other person feel like they're you know, like being attacked or any of that, which is a really good thing, because you know everybody's dealing with what's going on in their own unique way. Everybody has a different way of dealing with stress and fear and panic and unusual time as they develop. Not everybody's always a rock, and not everybody's always creative. Some people are extraordinarily innovative and entrepreneurial during times like this. They're building things, creating things. You know, everybody's on the internet and webinars and Zoom and all of these things. So, and then at the same time, you have people who are making masks and delivering food to shelters. And so there are things that one can do to help the greater good, because when you do, you're also helping yourself, and you're filling yourself where there might seem like there's a void, because you can't just go and do all the social things and everything else we normally did, and maybe your job is paused for now or whatever it may be, you're furloughed, whatever it could be. There could still be things that we can give back to society that can fill you in ways that sometimes are even deeper and greater, right?
Right. There, you, Jim, it's like this time is an opportunity, not a chore.
It is.
Okay, this time
right.
is an opportunity, and everybody needs a project.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just alluding to that. Everybody needs a project. So it's, and even the self-proclaimed homebodies, you know, I'm a homebody.
Yeah.
You hear that too? Even they
mm-hmm.
are sick of being a homebody. You know,
right.
So it's like, it's sort of like, it seems like it's a world, a global, and a nation readjustment of all of the old ways of thinking and doing. That's why, you know, I say that this is an opportunity for us to start creating and exploring, because not only, you know, people in general, but professional mental health, we're mental health providers, we're recrafting, we're rethinking, we're, you know, the approaches, because guess what? We're going through it alongside of you
mm-hmm.
at the same time. So it, like you were talking about an entrepreneurial spirit, this is, I look at it as one great big think tank. So that, you know, everybody's thinking and everybody's trying, and let's exchange the ideas that are out there. And like you said, there's going to be a ton of plays written about this.
Mm-hmm.
A ton of books written about
right.
this.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody walking around with masks, everybody social distancing, everybody with gloves. It's a foreign thing to see when you do, if you go to a store, if you go wherever, to see that, because you almost feel like you're an extra, a background extra in a Hollywood sci-fi movie. It almost doesn't seem real in certain
right.
ways. Who would ever thought that we would be in this elongated way that we're going to be doing it, too? This isn't going to be something that we're going to stop doing tomorrow for the good of us all, or at least we really shouldn't. Anyway, because when you wear the mask, you're actually protecting the other person.
Right.
It's like, yeah, yeah.
Well,
so,
it's a courtesy to the other person.
It is.
So that
That's
goes
exactly
back to my
right.
three C's. It's a courtesy. It's having compassion
exactly right.
for the other person, you know.
So what is one thing, as we get ready to wrap the episode, Dr. Lass, what is one thing or two things quickly that we can, that somebody listening, who is in that funk, who's in still not feeling it right now, and they're concerned and they're worried, and that it's just tomorrow will bring, and you know, sometimes none of us really do know. What is something that you would suggest they can do right now, today, to sort of lift themselves out? You talked about some of the hobbies and gardening, and there's other things we can do, but if their fears are even deeper as far as, oh my God, my whole, everything I've built, everything I've created is going to end. My family is going to be injured. If I step outside, am I going to get the virus? Some people
right.
are thinking in that real deep way. What's something that they could do now, today, to sort of try to lift themselves, not completely out, but at least be on the path to it?
Okay, find the one person, the one voice, or the one or two people in your life that have that steady voice, that are the
mm-hmm.
steady voice of reason for you. Okay, we have them, whether they're a mentor or of ours or whatever. I've heard Dr. Fauci being termed as that steady voice, you know, in trying to understand the COVID. But this is also a time, Jim, where there are so many opportunities to avail yourself of professionals. They are readily available. You know, you're not calling an office
mm-hmm.
and saying that, you know, we can't get you in for 3 or 4 weeks or whatever. A lot of mental health providers have made themselves available to talking over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
If funds are tight, there are a lot of free resources within different people's communities where they can call. And sometimes all we need to do is vent. But you don't want to vent to your partner because your partner's going through the same thing. So maybe this is time to really think about mental health isn't so scary. And asking for help with mental health, insurance companies are still working. are still providing. I just got EAP referral for from three different companies for three different employees.
Mm-hmm.
Going through their EAP is still up and running. So that's
mm-hmm.
what I would say. Avail yourself. Find that anchoring voice that you have in your life, that one constant. A lot of people are relying on their faith, or they're going back and forth with their faith and with finding someone. Don't find someone that has the same fears that you do.
Right, exactly.
Because you're gonna, it's
right.
not going to go.
Yeah.
It's not going to go anywhere. We all have fears,
mm-hmm.
but maybe find the one that has a different fear than you. That you're happening to handle that fear better than they are, and so you can exchange ideas and be mutually. Remember, I said to you a couple of weeks back about being that reverse uplifting. That seems like that's
yeah.
like the reverse uplifting. You know, we both got fears and we're both scared to death, but my fear
mm-hmm.
is different than your fear. Okay, so it's like,
right.
I think of that Indiana Jones movie where I hate snakes and then he's got all the snakes and then the one person that was with him in one of the movies it was taking care of the snakes. And
mm-hmm.
he would then take care of the spiders and whatever. It's that kind of thing. It's that reverse uplifting. Okay, I'll help you. You help me. But we both have our fears.
Right. Exactly. And to know that we're all in it together. That some of the things that you might be experiencing, a lot of other people are feeling the same way. So then suddenly you don't feel as alone. When you realize that.
That's correct. So if you know that there's a little old lady or a little old man, or you know that family, hasn't got their family, and you send them a card in the mail, or you just give them a call on the phone, even if you don't get them and leave a message. Of course, I don't know where they'd be going, but, you leave them a message, just thinking about you, whatever, waving to your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
That connection. We're human. We're human beings. We
mm-hmm.
like connection, even if we're homebodies.
Right. Exactly right. Well, this was terrific. Always terrific when we get a chance to. Ooh, is that the cue?
That was something that just dropped into my onto my phone.
Life.
Let me know that it was there. Oh my God, is it Monday again? Is that the cue that Monday has started all over again?
Right, exactly. Yeah. It sounds like something a book that Irma Bombach would have written. Is it Monday again?
yeah.
Remember
her? Maybe you and I ought to write a book, Jim. Monday again.
Is it Monday again?
Is it Monday again? Yeah. That
right.
sounds like a plan.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's right. Kindred spirits.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Latz, a pleasure having you with us. And as always, I mean, really impactful and very rewarding broadcasts here, especially at this time when these shows are the gold standard, as I've been telling everybody, because there's so many people listening and there's so many people who are following along and looking for some guidance and support during all of this time. We all are. So I really appreciate your taking time to join us with this series, and looking forward to chatting more down the line as we go along as well. And I encourage folks to go to your website to make that contact with you.
Oh, yes.
Then
mm-hmm.
go to auniquetherapycenter.com. That's auniquetherapycenter.com. And our very special guest, Dr. Martha Latz. Dr. Latz, thanks for being with us. Best to you and your better half and the family and everybody there. And look forward to chatting again real soon on Close Up Radio. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. And you are welcome. And you and yours, stay safe as well.
Absolutely. We will definitely do that. And again, that's really what it's all about. You take care, you be well, and stay well, and we will chat again soon, and you have a wonderful rest of your day. And
Monday.
That's what it's all about.
Okay.
Rest of your Monday.
Monday.
That's right.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Martha Lotz of the Unique Therapy Center. Check out her website at uniquetherapycenter.com. She's amazing, isn't she? Looking forward to continuing to chat with her here on Close Up Radio. For the entire team, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, we went a little bit past our normal time, but wanted to, during this pandemic situation, give you as much careful, factual, and thought-provoking information that you can use immediately in your life. So it's a joy to do that. Thanks for being with us. I'm Jim Masters. More great episodes of Close Up Radio coming up throughout the day and every day right here. So you stay tuned for that. For all of us, you have a great day. Take care and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.